Elon Musk threatens lawsuit after ex-squad member Jamal Bowman calls him Nazi, thief on CNN. By Katherine Hamilton on March 22, 2025. Elon Musk threatened to sue former Democrat Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, after the ex-squad member called him a Nazi and a thief during an appearance on CNN on Thursday. "I've had enough. Lawsuit inbound," Musk posted to X on Friday in response to Bowman's televised roundtable discussion. Bowman, who lost last July's Democrat primary following a series of anti-Semitic controversies and a capital stunt resulting in his criminal conviction, told the panel of commentators that the American people do not trust Elon Musk and Elon Musk is incompetent in his position. "And how do we know? Because they fired tens of thousands of people, it was challenged in court. The court said the people have to go back, and now the people are coming back. He's incompetent, he's a thief, he's a Nazi. And people don't trust him, period," Bowman said. Host Abby Phillip jumped in clarifying, "Former Congressman Bowman, I just have to say, just a second, I just have to say, your opinion about Elon Musk is your opinion about Elon Musk." "It is my opinion," Bowman replied. Left-wing media previously accused Musk of doing a Nazi salute when he addressed a crowd on Inauguration Day. That suggestion was false, as Musk first slapped his heart, extended his arm, and explained the gesture by saying, "My heart goes out to you." Even the ADL conceded the moment was awkward but not malevolent. His mother, Mae Musk, called on her son to sue CNN and other outlets for peddling the Nazi salute narrative, Fox News reported. Many on the tech billionaire's platform backed the possibility of Musk suing Bowman over his remarks. "Sue him. Defamation against conservatives can't go unaddressed or it will never end," Senator Mike Lee, RUT, said from his personal account. "Fight back." Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, said. "Accusing people of crimes is not protected opinion. CNN is putting itself at risk of liability for bringing on guests who repeat potentially defamatory claims unchallenged," journalist and author Andy Ngo said.